Blog Talk Radio.
Life is so hard. We're having to work two and three jobs. You know,
all the craziness, and that's what, you know, I talk to my friends and my family, and we all just sit back. We can't do nothing but laugh. You know, that's all you can do about it is just like, okay, with the key from crying, the key from being frustrated and upset. It's like, really, I work all, like, 40, 45 years of my life, and you're telling me you're taking this money out of my paycheck to, you know, and so hopefully let's just hope that our people that are running our country, our leaders and all that, will, you know, do the right thing and make sure that there is Social Security for everyone when they retire. So, you know, let's just hope that will happen. However, there's a small percentage that believe that it will. So, I don't know. Let's hope so. Anyways, guys, I was just... What's this stuff about the Real Housewives? Good Lord. You know, do we have to do drugs? I mean, I admit, it is kind of fun to watch somebody fight, right? I hate to say it, you know. But sometimes you look at it like play fight. It's drama. We all like action, right? But we know it's really, truly, it can be a bad thing. You know, we dramatize this Real Housewife, you know. This girl, Kenya, all of a sudden she's got this newcomer, Cherie. Right, Cherie's like, okay, I'm a right now, I got you, girl. I know where you're going. So what she does, throw a drink in her face, right? But it's like, why don't they just go head on, the producers, just create a show, you know, and put them in a boxing ring and just let them go at it, right? Because, come on, you might as well do it. That's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, it's just like, glamorizing all this teenage pregnancy and everything. We just got so much craziness going on in the world, you know. It never ceases to amaze me. And, I don't know. I wonder about this lady they were talking about in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was found dead in her jail cell. We're getting a lot of, we never can take life for granted. I never take life for granted. I thank God every day. I wake up, I thank him for all his goodness. I thank him for his forgiveness, his grace, mainly because, I'm like, if I didn't, I would be on edge. That's why sometimes I just don't turn on the news unless someone, you know, come to me and they tell me. I watch the weather, of course, but, you know, and I do my due diligence of trying to stay abreast of all the current events. But I must admit, it's just so crazy, and it's like, whoa. But this lady was found dead in her jail cell from a meth overdose. Now, they know these drugs are getting in our jails. Come on. I mean, it's inevitable. People today are so calculated. I mean, people are pretty smart, and be surprised at what the stuff they come up with. But she had acute methamphetamine in her, and amphetamine. Whoa, and they said her blood count was extremely high toxicity. I mean, it was just, she was toxic. It just never ceases to amaze me. All right, Straight out of Compton, guys. You know, when I first heard about that, keep in mind that was during my era, NWA and all that. So I grew up watching Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and all that type of stuff, and rap had became more and more, you know, popular and everything. And so, but the first thing I thought was really impressive was the fact that O'Shea Jackson, of course, a.k.a. Ice Cube's son, his junior, will be playing him in this movie. And then I heard something about, I read it, where Snoop Dogg's son decided to stop playing football, and I figured that because I was like, he's like, let me get in on the action, right? I'm not mad at him at all because I knew it was eventually a matter of time. So, hey, yay for them. But I don't know. People were on edge, and they were talking about all this security and different things like that. You know, it's like, I think that although they are trying to tell a story is just, it's like, it's so important that our kids get their training at home, you know, because we're going to have these different stimuli out there and these, all these different things that go on in our culture that will affect, that our kids will have to deal with. And so, you know, but it is glamorized, I have to admit. And we, because of the culture 20 years ago, created what we have today, in my opinion. I used to tell my kids growing up, you know, hey, guys, you know what? Don't get pimped by the media. Don't get pimped by buying all into all these things. Be creative. Do your own thing. Be yourself. And don't take this stuff literally because, again, it starts at home. Although there is a lot out there that encourages the kids, but we have to really teach them. And then, of course, when they get out there and they learn, they'll be like my kids, they'll come back and say, dang, Mom. I mean, I'm so happy that they give me accolades. They'd be like, Mom, you know what? You were right. We didn't listen. So, you know, but I think it's a good thing, you know, that, you know, those rappers have eventually turned themselves around to, but I don't know. I'm still kind of conflicted, but I hope everything went well last night. I haven't watched the news, but you know, it's funny how we stereotype different things. Anyhow, guys, I could not believe what I heard about these two special needs students in the bathroom engaging in inappropriate behavior in school. Good Lord. I thought, really? And it took like, what, they said up to about 20 minutes for the teachers to actually find these kids. Oh, my God. It's like, where do they learn? I mean, where and how do they? I mean, of course, we are creatures of, you know, we have of the earth. We all have animalistic tendencies, of course. Wow. So much going on in the world. It just, It blows my mind sometimes, but I do. I hold on. So and that's because I understand what's going on around me. And then this woman in Michigan, I thought family was supposed to be the people you can trust. You know what? I used to tell people all the time, just because they're family don't mean they're actually your family. Blood, biological, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I've heard some stories. I mean, I've even been through a few myself. And, you know, just because they are family does not, or in blood, does not mean they got your back. You know, they're people too. You know, they have their own DNA. This is just my opinion, guys, you know. And I've always believed that just because it's your mom, your dad, or your cousin, or your brother, sister, does not mean that they got your back. It doesn't mean that. And so this lady kept her disabled adult sister in a locked closet for 6 to 7 years, just kind of fed her off and on just to keep her alive. And according to the authorities, this was in the Associated Press, that they said they've never seen anything like it. The woman was practically skeletal. They don't really see how she survived. But and there was, like, other adults in the home, too. And so this lady's in jail, and also, they're getting her for not only abuse or neglect of a disabled person, but for fraud because she was spending her sister's Social Security money. People are evil. They're so evil. You know what I mean? That's why you got to be on your A-game, guys. You got to, you know what? It's not personal. It's not personal at all. It's just that you have to take care of yourself because people will railroad you. They'll do you in. I'm telling you, anyways, I'm going to go ahead. This is actually a 30-minute show. I hope you guys would go on my page and just look at some of the various topics and the guests that we've had on the show in the past. Very good topics. You guys can really learn a lot. So, you know, just for your own self-improvement, because that's what it's about. If you're not improving, and you're pretty much just existing. So God has us all on this earth for a purpose. But I'm going to go ahead And I would like to play my cut for today because you know what? We all got to be soldiers, right? It's all, I mean, it is. I mean, if only the strong survive, right? And that is so true. Trite, but true.
Got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know when they see you rolling them pollas around it. With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or Holly B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like cleaning, cleaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming.
Blue first, and then Kim had North Now, Kim's getting ready to apparently have two boys. I don't know if it's going to be boys or girls, but anyway, they know one of them's going to be a boy. Kanye's supposed to be all, you know, happy about that and everything. And then all of a sudden now, so that means that Kim's going to have her baby first, right? I don't know. See, guys, they celebrities, they have the same issues we do. They just got money and that's something. Wow. But give me the money, I'm cool. That's why I say I don't understand how they can just not live right, right? It's like, how can you not? Seriously, I know money does not take care of problems, but it certainly makes your life a whole lot easier. And I tell you, them Kardashian girls, they know how to pick the soldiers, right? They know how to pick the soldiers, because I'm going to tell you something. They got this thing about Tigger and Kylie or whatever are coming out. They've been out. They've been doing the thing. Those girls, she wearing cornrows. Come on. They love the brothers, all right? They love the brothers. And that's another thing, too. I don't understand why. You know, people are just so bent out of shape about interracial dating, okay? I mean, and I don't understand why is it so good for a brother to date a white girl and not a sister to date a white guy. Come on, guys, get a break. We all got prejudices and we all have, you know, our opinions, but let's be fair. There's no gray area when it comes to right and wrong. Anyhow, yeah, her and Tigger's on the one. I'm good for them, to each his own. I say you find love where you can. All right. Michael Jordan, this dude, you know what? He's all about his money. 52 years old. I ain't mad at you, Mike. You know what? He's doing this lawsuit thing because people's been using his name let me just say it like this, for the unauthorized use of Michael Jordan's name and the Nike name and the products he endorsed, you're going to be in trouble because you know what? He will sue you. That's exactly what he's doing right now to this company, and he wants $10 million, period, to use his name, $10 million, okay? His brother's like, listen, he's already said, I ain't mad at Mike, go Mike, you know, they got to go about it the right way. So, you know, I ain't mad at him on that one at all. Anyhow, there's another story, guys, that just flipped me out. It just totally flipped me out. This man in New York, I mean, people are so hard up for money. They'll do anything, right? They'll scam you. I've been a victim of a scam artist too. So, you know, I mean, from all directions, people just tell you stuff just to get your money. You help them out. You think they're your friends. Nope. They're in your life to use you, you know, stuff like that. But anyways, in New York, this man, I mean, intelligent man, obviously, because he was a former flight attendant, okay? He poses as a doctor now, as a psychologist, clinical psychologist, mind you, and he's treating these patients. They say over 100 patients he's treated, and all in the basement of his parents' home. Can you imagine? They figured out that he was indeed a con artist. Now, I don't know. It makes you wonder about the people who would go into a basement of a home. I mean, I know for me, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to, something like that, I'm going to make sure that you are a reputable, established business. May that be a dental office, a psychologist, psychiatrist, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, come on, And so it makes me wonder how these people did not know that something was up with this guy, you know, in the home of a basement. So it makes me wonder how he actually created his credentials, you know, because, you know, you have to have your licenses and your credentials posted up on the wall. So it's like, really, can you imagine? It's just a lot going on in our world, and I don't know. On a good note, though, guys, there's a lot of good things going on. Oh, and I want to recap I did the show, Did You Know, just our fun facts, and kind of went over the chip that IBM is creating. And I initially understood that the chip could be made available now, but from what I understand, it's actually in the making, and they have no idea when they may be making this chip available to the computer geeks and all the IT professionals and different things like that. But we know that it is on the move, so a lot of things going on in our world, which is why I came up with Real Talk 101 with you, because I do have people all the time who call me and just want to dialogue and talk and have fun. And so that's what I do. I have fun. I certainly would appreciate and would love to talk to you guys. Just call me and get to know me. Go on the page and see what we've done so far, working on some other cool guests on the show to come on and just share some wonderful information that could be vital to, I mean, just we never get too old to learn anything. So a lot of the information I put out is good information from good, reputable guests that are established in the business, know what they're doing. So that's what Real Talk 101 with you is about. Certainly appreciate sharing with you guys. And also, I've already played the cut of the day. We do, you call in, you can certainly win. So because I want to hear from you, any topics of interest, please feel free to go on my page and follow me and let me know. I'll be more than happy to accommodate you as much as I can. And so anyways, I'm going to go ahead. It's been a wonderful day. It's been nice sharing a lot of good content that's out there for you to view. So feel free to go on my page. You never know. It may bless your life, okay? This is D-Love. It's been fun, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful weekend. Make it a wonderful weekend. I'm on my way to work, so I got to get out of here. But certainly, thank you, guys. Thank Blog Talk Radio for making this happen. All my friends, of course, my Heavenly Father up above. And, guys, this next song will say it all. All this is straight from my heart. Have a great day. Peace.
Yeah, this is Love.